Casinos are among the entertainment venues allowed to operate at reduced capacity during the coronavirus pandemic. But 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports some employees at Pittsburgh's Rivers Casino say enough isn't being done to protect workers there from infection.
Rivers Casino requires masking and temperature checks for patrons and workers. It also installed plexiglass barriers between some slot machines and at locations including its cashier booth and sports betting counter. But no such barriers exist at table games like craps, roulette, and blackjack. Two veteran table games dealers tell WESA they feel unsafe, largely because that's just where patrons are in closest prolonged contact with dealers like them. The dealers asked to remain anonymous for fear of their jobs. Dividers at casinos are not required by law, but many casinos nationally have installed them at least at some table games. Dr. Philip Harbor is a public health expert at the University of Arizona.
This is a situation where barriers may be particularly useful.
Doctors say dividers block airborne respiratory droplets carrying the virus. That's especially important for workers, says Dr. Brian Lamb of Allegheny Health Network.
They're being exposed for 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day, and they're being exposed to many, many people.
A Rivers Casino spokesperson said by email the casino meets all state and county health guidelines. Rivers has acknowledged that three of its staffers have tested positive for coronavirus. Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.